Overnight, the world's largest SIM card manufacturer has responded to allegations it was hacked by American and British spies. Dutch company Gemalto confirmed it was the target of sophisticated hacks in 2010 and 2011, and most likely the US National Security Agency and their British counterparts were responsible. Last week, documents from Edward Snowden alleged spies stole encryption keys from Gemalto, giving them potential to monitor mobile communications. But Gemalto denies there was mass theft of encryption keys and says their products are secure. Sarah Sedgie reports.
Gemalto took less than a week to respond to the allegations that millions of its products were potentially compromised. While acknowledging the hacks did happen, they have assured the public that most people's SIM cards are safe.
I'm a little bit puzzled by Gemalto's response.
Steele Garian is a writer and commentator on internet security and privacy.
So at one level they've said, OK, we can see incidents that happened on our network that coincide with the timing of the Snowden documents. And yes, there seems to have been some penetration of a network. They're saying that it was only our outer network, our office and administrative network that's exposed to the world, and it did not affect our internal and secret networks where we produce all of the SIM card encryption keys. The question I have is, how can you possibly know that in just 6 days?
Gemalto's statement will reassure some consumers and also means it's unlikely that customers will be issued new SIM cards for mobile devices. This includes Australians because Gemalto is among Telstra, Optus and Vodafone SIM suppliers.
Gemalto has said that if there were SIM keys stolen, and they're saying no, then there's no reason for the telcos to spend money on replacing SIM cards.
Gemalto's investigation was launched after an online media publication published an article based on documents from Edward Snowden. Those documents alleged that spies from the US National Security Agency and the UK government communication headquarters hacked Gemalto's internal servers and computers. The documents said millions of SIM cards were potentially affected by the hacks that took place between 2010 and 2011. Gemalto stopped short of directing blame for the hacks, but said the sophisticated nature suggests they could be linked to US and UK spies. But it denies that there was a mass theft of encryption keys, which would allow for mobile communication, including calls and messages, to be monitored. It added that if any keys were taken, that only 2G mobile networks could be spied on, not 3G and 4G networks. Craig Young is a security researcher at Tripwire, a US-based software security company.
Well, I think that, you know, it's hard to say whether or not Gemalto has actually uncovered the full picture of what breaches into the network occurred. But also they've made a special point of talking about that even if there was this theft of the SIM card key material, that the calls on 3G and 4G would not be impacted. That does make some assumptions, though. And for starters, we know, as the security community knows for a while, that it's somewhat trivial to be able to force a phone away from those more secure 3G and 4G networks and back onto a GSM network.
Steele Garian says a more thorough investigation would help.
What would be really good to see at this point is Gemalto committing to an external independent audit of their networks to reassure us all. At the moment, we just have Gemalto's internal investigation, and we don't know how good or less than good their teams are that conducted that.
Internet security and privacy commentator Steele Garian ending Sarah Sedgie's report.